I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. After NASA announced early this week that its scientists had found definitive signs of liquid water on the surface of Mars, jokes flashed around the web that the announcement was timed to promote the opening of The Martian. Why not, though? Anyone who sees this wonderful film would want to promote it. Maybe some private screening for the Jet Propulsion Laboratory propelled movie lovers in NASA's ranks to get behind a compelling adventure that finds life on the surface of Mars. Matt Damon's astronaut, Mark Watney, doesn't just struggle to survive after his crew accidentally leaves him behind. He lives a rich, intense life sustained by wry humor, piercing intelligence, and an irrepressible spirit of invention. Knowing the premise won't prepare you for the remarkable variety and complexity of Ridley Scott's sci-fi extravaganza. Scott is back in top form, incidentally, which was adapted by Drew Goddard from the Andy Weir novel. Survival is the basic subject, but The Martian is also about the power of personality. Mark is a quirky charmer, the pleasures of a great performance. Matt Damon is a virtuoso movie star. The seductions of suspense, will this accidental ET find a way to call home? The delights of a detective story, will those back home figure out what he's trying to do? And the glories of the movie medium. You haven't seen Mars until you've seen it through Mark's eyes, courtesy of Darius Wolski's 3D cinematography and Arthur Max's production design. The Martian is a whole lot more than a one-man show. Jessica Chastain lends poignant distinction to a small but crucial role as the mission commander, and Chiwetel Ejiofor's Vincent Kapoor, NASA's director of Mars operations. He's a passionate man of science trying to come up with a rescue plan in the face of opposition from the agency's wily and politically cautious chief, Teddy Sanders, who's played by Jeff Daniels. The only element of outlandish fantasy is the notion of a manned mission to Mars being funded in the near future by a Congress that won't spring for fixing our roads. What's so fascinating about the film, though, is that it turns on the solving of problems, and its chief solver, stuck on Mars, manages to be so funny, interesting, and infallibly likable that you're invested in his predicament at every moment. Whether he's tossing off one-liners to his video diary or fighting off despair when Mother Nature has her Martian way with the fruits of his ingenuity. What's so stirring about the film is that before and after everything else, it truly is about being human, which means in Matt Damon's bold and beautiful portrayal, being fueled by a volatile mixture of wisdom, endearing arrogance, beguiling folly, and when the situation demands it, a kind of courage that knows no planetary bounds. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW week after next with more reviews.